It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly obvious, it's clear as can be. The things we ignore, but we all can see. Darkness it flees when scattered by the light. Blindly obvious, hidden in plain sight.
So my question though is, what would satisfy people, you think? Let's say there is a list, and they come out and they say, all right, here's the list. Here's all the people that ever were associated with Jeffrey Epstein. Would people be satisfied?
No.
Right. Well, like, what do you think is the point in which people say, there was really justice served here? People who were a part of this really have paid for the crimes that were committed after a fair trial was served. What's fair punishment? But also, what... other than speculation, we don't entirely fairly know exactly what's happened.
Right. Everyone's got frustrations. It's easy to find something else to be frustrated about and project all of your frustrations on that with the mindset of believing if this is resolved, that all my conflict in my heart and my head and my mind and my life gets resolved. And it doesn't. The reason why you won't be satisfied is because this won't fix our world.
Sure.
All it does do is affirm for you what you've already known. People are corrupt.
Well, I think actually we've been getting more affirming in that regard. How about the case with the big rap mogul here who just was in a trial, is looking now at a maximum of potentially 20 years after, in essence, committing the same types of crimes. And now I think it basically serves the point of if you have enough wealth and resource, you can get away with whatever you want.
When I was a kid, I was taught... and maybe you remember this too, I was taught that justice is blind. Doesn't matter your popularity, your wealth, any of the stigmas that we attach to corruption, right, that are actually there. True justice doesn't care. It judges a man impartially, each man, each situation, and administers justice accordingly, like according to what you've done. And you're judged by the content of your character and your deeds, not based upon skin color or anything else, right?
I think, yes, I always heard that as a kid. And for me, a glaring, like, stick out of that, like, man, that's not how this goes.
And that's it.
You can see just in school of, like, let's say you're a great athlete, you're going to get treated different at the school than somebody who just is kind of quiet in the corner, not really providing much to the school, per se. You're getting a different treatment. Not in a bad way that you're getting mistreated so much, but you're also not getting the red carpet rolled out for you, right? Or even in my own life, a good experience. I've always found people to be very accommodating to me because I have a disability, because they're caring. That's great. But that doesn't mean that they're always this caring to somebody else who maybe also is in need, but their disability isn't as visible as mine, right? So as a result, it doesn't pull their compassion directly out immediately. It's great to say, everyone's treated equal, justice is blind, but does anyone believe that at this point?
We want to.
Yeah, but does anybody in their heart of hearts actually believe it?
But we
is
want
that really
to.
How it is?
We want to, and that's part of our frustration, because if you look at this, what's staring you in the face with an honest perspective, with the evidence, what you have to say is, man, we truly either have fallen or it was always built on an ideal that we never, ever obtained. Like, we tried to, and I guess that's it. The American dream, what was it George Carlin said? The reason why they call it the American dream is because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some truth to that. That's why it's so funny. And school is a microcosm. The same place that was teaching you that justice is blind and everyone's treated fairly. You saw it. Not everyone was given the same expectations for grades to perform in sports. The big money makers, the ones that generated revenue for the school, they would wink at certain players or discipline. I saw football players get away with almost murder.
Sure.
Beat some kid up on a bus and never got suspended. But, you know, the guy with glasses and a pencil and never did anything wrong smacks some kid because he touched his book.
And he's getting suspended.
For 12 days. It's like, right. What the heck, man?
That's my point, is I think we have our focus in that regard locked up in the wrong. People are so focused on the, it's all about race. It's all, I genuinely don't believe, I think we're past that point as a society. I really do. As as a majority, are there some racist people from all colors out
Absolutely.
There still? Sure. But I genuinely don't believe the overwhelming majority of people are that way. I think our built-in treating unequal of each other is nothing to do with color and everything to do with what are you providing for me or what benefit am I getting from this? If there's one thing I feel like I've learned since 2020 of really starting to focus in and pay attention is expect the unexpected, and that anytime I've ever felt as though I really had a handle on how something was going to play out or this was going to go exactly like that and this would be exactly how this would be, I always found myself going like, oh, there was this that I never considered that ended up happening. So I think if we, like I said, we actually get engaged and help and use this list, for example. If we as a collective demand the evidence be shown, it's going to come out. They can't just hold it back, right? But okay, let's say President Trump has built this base based on the fact that he says he really listens to the common person. And I think as a pattern over the past 8 years,
is that what you saw with that news anchor?
Not in that sense of the news
anchor.
No,
what
I'm
talking
saying,
about is where he said, "How dare you? We got this Texas thing
sure.
going on." That was so terrible, man. When he did that,
sure.
Honestly, that was terrible.
But he's shown a pattern of listening to the people. Is that news? Has the news anchor? I'm not saying that news anchor wasn't in this instance, but has the news been for the people in the past 8 years?
No, heck no.
No. Okay.
They're for their sponsors.
I say that to say is I'm not saying that news anchor was a representation of the people, although she could have been mistreated in this moment. He's had a pattern of taking what the people have wanted into consideration. So if we really want this and make enough noise about it, and then there's nothing done, I think we have our answer. And to the contrary, if something is done, I think you also have your answer that, oh, this guy really does give us a seat of representation at the table.
I think you're going to see the shell game happen again. I think that the House always wins, okay? But every once in a while, they give you like a little tip their hat, say, okay, you got me. You know, here's your little, yep, you guessed the right shell, and there's your prize.
Throw them under the bus.
Yeah, the scapegoat. And the bus hits them a few times. Maybe they survive it. They apologize. I think Tucker nailed it. I think that the reason we are, how long ago was it that Epstein was killed? Okay, there's
quite
my bias. That's my bias, by the way, when I say killed, because I'm already saying that I believe one way no matter what.
Yeah.
I just want to say that. I'm calling out my own bias.
But well, but
I,
also,
I believe,
to add to that, can we add that they've come out now and said that like the tape that's been released was clearly doctored and edited and that there's...
Oh, worse than that.
I think a minute is missing.
Worse than that, it doesn't even show his cell. It was like, it may as well have been some rando prison said, see, that's why we know nothing happened that was nefarious.
So my point to this that feels off to me, and I know this is a little woo-woo, doesn't this just, seriously though, doesn't this feel so stupid that like how could you're out here before you get into this position and you're telling us, and let's use Dan Bongino, for example, on his show, he used to say how he worked for a former president and he knew someone else who also... in a different capacity, worked for a president. And he said, I know for a fact, whenever this person wants to tell their story, I'll do it. They don't want to, so I'm not going to put them on the record. But there's something to this stuff. He used to say that himself, out of his own mouth. And now they're going to come in and sign off on, like you just said, this isn't even the dude's cell. And this dude's going to say, yeah, that's it.
And that's how we know he's in, like he killed himself.
Like, what? That just sounds so stupid. I can't. Connect with like you can't be over here and over here at the same time.
The autopsy said this is not consistent with the person that's hung themselves. I've seen 1,000 cases of suicides or whatever it was he said. Under his credentials, he's like, this doesn't happen. This is consistent with someone being choked out.
Sometimes I feel like is this the case going on? Sometimes I feel like Donald Trump tells you he hates people because he's like a gravity center, right? Either you love him or hate him. Either way, you're moved by his speaking. That when he tells you he hates people, for all of the people who hate him, start to draw close to that person because he hates him, allegedly. That's how these people work, man. It's crazy.
The polarization?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I think? I think that those very questions accidentally push us back to the same place that got us in this problem in the first place. We're looking for men
to solve these problems.
To solve the problem.
You're right.
That we're trying to find a new group to put our trust in.
Sure.
Who's going to let us down?
Just because it's impossible for man not to.
Well, it's the imperfect system.
Sure.
I think that's kind of the ugly and the beauty of it at the same time. It's you come to a place where you get burned enough times where you realize men are corrupt.
Sure.
Well, men are going to act corruptly, but there's one who won't.
And that's Christ. Exactly. Yes. And we're at a place right now where so many people from so many different directions just want to burn it down. And I get the frustration because it's failing in so many different avenues. I totally get it. But my question is then what?
Some man's going to rebuild the system.
Well, if we just burn it down, I promise you, someone's already waiting with something.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're waiting for us to burn it down. So that way they can say, oh, well, it's burnt down. We got to step in with this solution. And is that solution going to be to our benefit?
I am chewing my tongue, Patriot Act. I am just chewing my tongue.
So I just say that to say we must be, as a people, very, very, very careful, not only what we ask for, but what we do. Because, sure, burning it down in the moment might feel good. Because you're going to say, finally, all of this system that's caused me suffering and that's constantly chaotic and I've never gotten benefit from, which I would say all of us in some way probably have gotten some benefit from. But this system now is destroyed, so I feel good in this moment. But what's it replaced with?
I think the best thing we could do in this moment is remember, don't trust men. The Bible never tells you, God never tells you trust men. Trust him. There's a reason why when Jesus comes back as king to rule on this earth, he's not going to share his throne with anyone. He's the only one who is worthy to be in that office. Second, we all need to refuse to believe the lies. Like we can't control
if someone's going to lie.
If they're going to lie, tell us lies, but you don't have to believe them.
Sure.
And so avoid the trap of just letting your bias in the team that you want to win, even they lie, to tell you things 100%. That aren't true. So it's just stop believing the lies. And
just believe what is true, and that could come from any side of the spectrum. Somebody could say what's true, and you could agree with it, and you could part ways with them on their next thought.
Right, yeah.
if it didn't align with the truth.
Right, and you don't got to be ugly about that.
But that's where people, well, Donald Trump said this. Are you a Trump hater now? And I'm like, I just don't agree with Donald Trump about this.
Right. And I think that's that's an honest statement. I think that's what we got to get back to, as opposed to this ridiculous middle school, you know, mindset of if you're a friend of my enemy, you become my enemy. It's like, hold on a minute. I don't know why you have a beef with so-and-so, but just because you guys got into an argument over if Barney's purple, I mean, seriously, is that really a big deal? Who cares? Yeah. Whether his songs are good or not. Is Barney still around? I can't even tell you. But it's so dumb, the things that we fight over, that we allow to divide us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that this Epstein thing is dumb. I'm saying that it's dumb that we are allowing ourselves to believe lies.
With a co-conspirator in prison for trafficking, and we're going to say, they weren't serving anybody.
I don't think the left or the right or even President Trump's going to say that Jeffrey was unfairly persecuted and put in prison for no reason.
No.
Right. So no. The guy was a criminal.
Sure.
In the end, though, we don't like the way it happened or the exposure to what all he did do, because it would expose our entire government's system. Thank you for that clarification. Government's system, because it's not just ours. The corruption and collusion that is occurring, the fleecing of all people. But in the end, he's going to get justice.
If that list is out there, where it also just gives clarity and explanation for why people do the things they do, why they fall in the line they fall in, why they say the things they say, or they come out and take the stands they take. They're not genuine in many cases because they're being forced to do something. And I don't think the blackmail that everybody that's implicated in this is that they're all into children or they're all... They might be people who are covering up a homosexual lifestyle that can claim to be conservative. They might be people who have affairs on their wives when they travel out of, you know, town for the weekend on business. It could be anything. It just is blackmail to hold people in line.
Maybe you didn't watch Scooby-Doo or listen to Scooby-Doo, but, you know, you always knew in this 25-minute window that whatever crazy thing that they're going to investigate, they're going to use deductive reasoning. And they're going to solve the mystery, Right.
Complicated, elaborate web of conclusion.
Yeah, you saw the bad guys come to justice. You know,
just took five stoners in a van.
And some guy who was always hungry wanting snacks with his dog. You know, wonder why he was hungry. But maybe it was something to do with a little weed or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know,
but the Scooby snacks, baby.
No, it was my point is that as children, you were raised on a steady diet of good guys always win and the bad guys always get caught. And I think it just goes against our nature.
Still believe in that.
What?
That good guys do always win.
They do.
Bad guys do always get caught.
But we're not patient to allow the story to end.
Well.
We think this is the ending.
Yeah, but good golly, in fairness. I'm not saying it is the end or that the time is now, but people have been patient for a long time.
And that's God's prerogative. He gets to say when that happens.
Sure.
That's the part of being God.
I just say that to say, like, I understand why people are growing unsettled. I totally understand.
Oh, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't seek to bring people to justice today. I'm just simply saying that justice escapes nobody in the end.
But seriously, where are all of the, we were promised these people who committed these crimes, not even just pertaining to this alleged list or not, people who committed just the crimes within our government of the collusion hoaxes, the weaponization of the justice system. We were promised there was going to be fair trial and punishment for these crimes that were committed. We haven't seen one. So, I mean, that's fair, right? You can call that into account and say, hey, man, obviously you're just one man. I understand that. But we were told these people are going to be brought to justice, brought to task for their crimes. Where is it?
The reason why we are upset is because we keep falling back into the system.
And
we keep letting people tell us they're going to be fair and just.
And we keep being brought into these distractionary theatrical war fronts all over the world that have nothing to do with us and our best interest. We have so much here to take care of, and we've got this war front over here, this war front over here, this war front over here. Well, how about home? Why don't we fix that?
I don't know that our leaders know how to fix it. I don't know that they know what the solution is. But they know how to raise a dime from the people. You know what I mean? Like, they know, they are able to convince us, trust me, I'll bring justice, I'll bring fairness, I'll bring a solution, I will fix it, just put me in office. And then every time we're disappointed. In the end, again, we got to stop trusting men. I think I heard people say this as we were trying to push for Trump to be in office, is I think we've, I heard people saying this, that it's not like we're going to get him in office and then we're going to hand off the responsibility, that we're all going to get in there and get our hands dirty.
I hope so.
But I'm still waiting to see us get our hands dirty.
Exactly. Because it's unfair to expect that one man could accomplish
fix it all. Yeah, he can't. And I get he's big on promises.
Sure.
But, you know,
I don't take away from President Trump is 100% a salesman. Yes, he is. He's great at it. He is.
And we're fools to believe it.
I don't think so much of that. I think his message and his mission is truly what we do want and we do believe in. We're fools to believe that he alone can accomplish it.
We're fools to believe that man, period, can accomplish it.
Well, sure.
All we can do is chase an ideal. We'll never see that reality until you're never going to build the perfect world that will be until Jesus comes. We can try, and it's an ideal to pursue, but as long as men are part of the equation, there'll always be a problem. We're sinful.
I think we, though, can build this place to be much more like heavenly harmony than hellfire and brimstone.
Oh, absolutely. I think we are... Wow, we are terrible at understanding what goodness is or what goodness we should build. We still think we're going to be capable of doing it. And I love that ideal. I love it. But to answer your first question, if we found the list, had the list, is it going to solve the problem? No, because we are the problem. I believe there was an Epstein list.
Oh, me too.
I believe that there were... I can't give you evidence. I believe he was actually a government asset, by the way, that he was protected for a reason.
Government?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure he wasn't a triple agent. But anyway, I think that we're not going to get to the bottom of this. I think this is going to be a scar on the Trump administration. this is going to ding his character, whether he's involved or not. Because at the end of the day, part of being the leader is taking the responsibility. And it doesn't matter. Again, your people that you've brought in are operating under the auspices of the authority that you gave. And if you don't pull them in line and get it straightened out, it's gonna look bad on you, not just them. But there's two other lists that we should all be cognizant of. And I think if we did, we might strive to be better people across the board. The first one is this. The devil's got a list. And we're all on it. We're all on it. And he's targeting all of us. And he is as much concerned about Epstein being on his list as he is you and everybody else. You're on his list. And he's checking it twice like Santa Claus. Second list is God's got one too. And the day is going to come when you will stand before that great white throne. And you will give an account for everything you did. Good or bad. And justice will be served. I don't know how it's all going to work out. But the just God who is fair, not according to your standards, but according to his, he is the standard. Justice will be administered to all.
This has been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
Past the signs each day, in little things missed along the way, the symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. The magician's lie, a trick so good you don't ask why. The truth, it sits with open arms, but we fool ourselves with deception's charm. Oh, I can see it. Oh. roads lead back to you.